the bill.
Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Harris added, to honor MLK's legacy, the U.S. must move forward with passing the Voting Rights Bill to ensure his life's work can be cemented today and in the future. The Speaker of the House is connecting the current fight over voting rights to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The House passed it last week, but Pelosi said Senate Republicans will diminish our democracy at home if they block it this week. We're learning new details about the man behind the hostage-taking incident at a Texas synagogue. Malik Faisal Akram arrived from England late last year, but the feds say his arrival did not raise any red flags when it came to links to terrorism. There's still no word on why he traveled 1,600 miles to Texas, where he held up multiple people at a synagogue in Colleyville. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is positive for COVID. Michael Kastner reports.
General Mark Milley is isolating after he tested positive yesterday. The Joint Staff spokesperson says he's experiencing minor symptoms and is vaccinated, including a booster shot. His most recent contact with the president was last week, but tested negative days prior to that event. I'm Michael Kastner.
The CEO of Moderna says a combination COVID and flu booster shot could be available in some countries by the fall of 2023. Stefan Bancel said at the Davos Agenda event this date is the best-case scenario. He explained the idea for a single annual booster shot is inspired by a goal to avoid compliance issues from those who are wary of getting multiple vaccines every season. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into donnycoe.org. That's DonnyCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talks weather outlook for Monday and for this Martin Luther King holiday. We'll see fog in the morning, turning to partly cloudy skies by the afternoon. We'll see light showers arriving later on this evening. High temperatures, 47, 48. Clouds and showers in the evening. Low temperatures dropping down to about 45. For Tuesday, clouds and light showers again. High temperatures around 48. And they will continue for most of the day. Lows back down to about 43. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. High temperatures around 49.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen, and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great lineup for you right here on Transformation Talk Radio, the Transformation Network, and the Dr. Pat Show this week. I don't know why my machine is making that noise. That is like a weird sound coming out of this thing. But, you know, welcome to the world of technology. Again, let me just give a shout-out. Hello, Mr. Benny. How are you today? I think Benny's okay. He's so busy pushing all the right buttons. Can you hear the noise my machine is making right now? Everybody wants to have a voice. Even my laptop. My friend says, that's what you get for getting a laptop that has the word alien in its name. You know, if you're going to get a laptop and it's called Alienware, then better live with it. Today joining me is someone I always enjoy speaking with. I'm always just so curious, interested in what she's bringing into the world. Today, I love, love, love the message, and I love what Lynn is bringing forward. For those of you that have watched our promotion of the show, Lynn Andrews is joining me here today. She's the author of more books than I can even remember telling you about. But more than that, you know, a best-selling author becomes a best-selling author because they're tapping into what people want. See, that's a unique gift, to be able to be of service, but also to be on the pulse of what people are yearning for to help them go to that next level in their lives. Today, you know, I am so thrilled to talk with her about this book, right? That book, Acts of Power, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. And I love having this conversation with her. I know that this is an advanced copy, so this is hot, hot, hot off the press for everybody. If you know anything about Lynn, what you're going to know is that beyond being that best-selling author, you know, this is a woman that has stepped out into the world and, you know, stood firmly in her yes years ago about who she is and what she does. And part of that is in service of all of us. Whether you know her from the acclaimed Medicine Woman series or the Mystery Schools or understanding what it's like to work with her, whether it's through her online academy, maybe you've watched her speak, maybe the counselor of the Whistling Elf, whatever it is, you know the name, Lynn Andrews. Lynn, it's so great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you. You look fabulous.
It's great to be back. You know, it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And look at us. We just keep ticking.
I know. Isn't that great?
Can I tell you why I love this book, and then I want to ask you about it? I started a show last year, and people really didn't want me to call it that, the show, the name that I have. And I called it Power Up with Dr. Pat, and I used the word power. And there was like, what is that going to be about, Pat? What is that? And I said, it's exactly what it is. It's time for us to power up. And then I get your book, Acts of Power.
Yes.
Where did we learn, Lynn, as women, somewhere along the way, that we should not use the word power?
You know, it's very, very interesting that you mentioned that. When I wrote Medicine Woman, my first book, and sent it to Clayton Carlson, who was the head editor at HarperCollins at the time, and he read it, and he decided to publish it. And it was really one of the first books. It's not a goddess book, but it is a book talking about female events. And he told me when I went out on book tour, just to make a very long story short, he said, now, you're going out on book tour, which I really didn't want to do. It scared me to death at the beginning. And he said, whatever you do, don't use the word power. And I said, but Clayton, this book is about following your dreams, about woman taking her power and manifesting it in the world as something beautiful, as something useful, work, however you want to do that, your family. Oh, no. If you mention the word power, people will become afraid. Isn't that interesting?
It is. You know, one of the things I want to talk about is where we are, what we've done to change that script, because I know you've done it, I know that I'm doing it, and I know that what is called for right now are acts of power. They are serious acts of power. And the reason I say that, we're going to go through the book, and I love that you shared that, because, you know, part of this is when I think about how we are being called. Those of us that have been out here talking, like talk, right? I've been talking for 20 years. Half the time, I'm not even sure what I've been talking about. But one of the things that I love about this, when I got your book, and it just was so, it almost brought tears to my eyes, because there's an energy for us now to help other people raise up, to stand in their power, even if you don't even understand what the word means, right? But
yes.
These are acts of power. What I love about what you did is you're not just saying, oh, let's just have a conversation. Let's say, get off the couch. Let's do something. But then all your books do that. Let's take a short break. When we come back, not only are we going to talk with Lynn about why this book and why now, and what does this mean to be in this place where you're able to pick up a daily guide, read it, learn from it, and be excited about your life. See, what is that? What are going to be some of the pivotal insights that Lynn has put in this book, Lynn Andrews has put in this book? And by the way, the artwork is just beautiful.
Isn't it?
It's just gorgeous. It's just absolutely stunning. But when we come back, we're going to start with things that you can do, I can do, we can all do, and watch our lives change right in front of us, like watch them change. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Life's roller coaster, trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com. everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great to connect with all of you again. We are living in extraordinary times, and I had said that, I say that now, and I have to tell you, I'm just going to make this statement land, and then we can go from there. We are living in extraordinary times, and it seems like I've been saying that since 1969, in the middle of Stonewall riots. So,
wow.
Yeah. Is it I'm stuck in the rhythm of these are extraordinary times, or is it time for people like Lynn Andrews to help us know they're extraordinary, but they are not game stoppers? They are not going to stop us. And Lynn, what did you do? We got to get our power on, right?
Yeah, that's right. Power up.
Let me ask you this. We're going to talk about the book, and I've got some very specific pages I'm going to go to. But what was it inside of you? Now, I know you're a best-selling author. You probably breathe, and a book comes out. But this book is a bit different. I've read all your books. I think I have all your books. But this book is really an invitation to act. How did that come to you, and why is that so important now?
Now, because we're scrambled. Look, we're living through a kind of fear that it permeates not only our society, but the whole world. We're afraid that we might become ill. So, oh, golly, maybe I'd better not go to that meeting. There's too many people there. Should I wear a mask? Should I go out at all? Should I get vaccinations? Do they help, or are they going to turn me into a robot? You know, everybody is so tumbled in their minds. And, you know, to have a successful life, and I'm sure all of your listeners know this, you have to have a point of view, even if it's only for the day. I mean, you can change your point of view. So I thought, you know, people are they're in resistance. They're kind of going like this in a pushback, but they're also unable to heal that so they can move forward. So I thought, you know, what people really need, what I need even, is you're worried about things, and you don't want to go out into the world for your day filled with worry. So I wrote a book. You can turn to the page of the day, and like February 4th, and it says expand your heart. And then there's a whole description of that. Just, you know, one paragraph. Very quick to read, but gives you a new impetus to find beauty in life and to move forward in a way that's creative somehow. Maybe you don't know how. Yeah. But at least if you read these pieces in this book, I worked oh so hard on this.
Yeah.
And the pieces are the parts of the book. Each page is written to give you a real leg up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I really love two things when I started to look at the book. One of them is I looked at January 1st right out of the gate, right? And I love that. I love that you started with that only because I then looked at January 2nd. And I want to just read January 2nd for people to give people a sense of what an act of power means. And I thought to myself, oh, Lynn is pretty smart again, as usual. She's making us plant the seed, then she's going to talk to us about the act of power. And so I want to read this from January 2nd. It's an act of power. An act of power is an expression in the world of your true essence. If you don't have an act of power, you can never really see who you are. That is a lot to take in, Lynn.
It's so true. Because an act of power reflects back to you. It creates a mirror. And you look in that mirror. When you do a show, every show you've ever done has created a mirror, and you look in that mirror, and you say, yeah, I am, I think, right on. Or you criticize yourself or whatever, but you begin to grow. Because if you don't see who you are, you're not growing.
Yeah.
And there is no such thing as stasis. You're either growing or you're going backwards.
You know, and I was reflecting on where this quote came from. You know, I believe it came from one of your other books. And one of the things that I was really struck by, there are so many of these in here from different people. Some of them are from you. Some of them are from other people. But they're all very, very clear and definitive. I mean, one of the things that I looked at was jumping ahead. I just looked at how you phrase something like be phenomenal. And I'm struck at a point in time where I remember sitting across, this is why I'm bringing it up, because I'm looking at you and you just reminded me of this moment. I just had a flashback. I was sitting across from Gloria Steinem, and it was at a corporate event. I have a corporate career history. And I was sitting with the glasses, just like you, right? And she's got a pretty deep voice. And I fumbled a question, and I said, what can I do differently in my life? And her answer changed the entire trajectory of my being in that corporate job and where I was going. And she said something as simple as, do something outrageous every day. And what you're inviting us to do is literally taking an act of power that will help us raise up to do something outrageous every day and also to be phenomenal and take that in. Have we lost our sense of phenomenon for ourselves?
Oh, that's a great question. I love that. Yeah, I think so. And I'll tell you why I think so. Because women, by and large, we're speaking as women.
Yes.
And not just for women. But women tend to have a problem, an issue with sticking their head above the crowd. Because when they do, you're afraid your head's going to be lopped off. And people try to do that. It is true. And particularly in our society that has tended to be patriarchal, when you're going through that glass ceiling, so to speak, or whatever they call it now, moving up the corporate ladder when you're becoming a best-selling author. But if you, you know the word that surprised me? When I first started writing, the CIA was interested in my books, the FBI. And I went, wait a minute, I'm talking about the frailties of myself, autobiographical books, with women of power. And they went, I said, why does that bother you? And they said, because it changes people. And I thought, oh my God. In other words, growing, becoming more of who you are, becoming more in touch with God, the goddess being, more in touch with nature, more in touch with your own essence, is something to be maybe afraid of if they want to control you in some way, I guess.
Yeah. Well, then they're going to be shocked about August 2nd, right? If that bothered them, watch this. August 2nd. And for those of you just tuning in, Lynn Andrews, very special guest today. I know you all know Lynn. Acts of Power, phenomenal book, Daily Teachings for Inspired Living. And yes, I do jump around. I read them in order, but then I do jump around. I'm one of these people that I'll pick a page, a number out of the air, and then go to that page. Is that okay, Lynn, if I do
that? Perfect.
See, I want to follow the rules. Not so much. Okay, so here we go. They would have scorched the phone lines at this one. Primal power. The primal power of the source of wisdom is held and carried by woman. It takes the receptivity of woman, of the sacred void, to open yourself to the primal power of all things. The womb of Mother Earth gives birth to all women. If we don't keep that a secret, boy, look out.
But you know, it's true.
We do know it's true.
And there's a tremendously powerful female aspect to every man. And for, I think, on a female planet like this, woman teaches man how to live.
Mm.
And then man teaches woman how to manifest that. If we're on Mars, a male planet,
yes,
then man would teach woman how to live.
Yeah. Wow, that's such an interesting observation about that, right? I mean, there's a reason we say Mother Earth, right? There are a lot of reasons that we do that. But so many of these acts of power that you put in the book are such a beautiful way to invite us to do something that's within our grasp and realm to do. For example, you know, started a mantra. And I started to give thanks in advance. It's one of my January things I just realized I had stopped doing, right? I have a lot of gratitude things. I do a lot of giving back. I do a lot of volunteer work. I mentor women who are in recovery, addiction, and alcohol. But giving thanks in advance, and I was reading about gratitude in here, and you talk about the people of spirit understand each other around the world. And I just thought the power of this. I know that, you know, this is a quote that's Genevieve, I guess. It's from
Genevieve. Yeah.
Yep. And it's just so beautiful. And if there's one thing I wish we could do, I wish it would be this, and that is giving back. You know, its connection to Mother Earth is important, how you've honored and given away to her. People of the spirit understand each other around the world. The gods live in the sky. They speak the same language. Power is the rocks and the earth. That means that when we take something from the earth, our mother, we must return that energy in a ceremony with honor. Then the power stays happy and never leaves. Power only leaves when you take and never give back. Isn't that a lesson for our time right now?
Yes. Tremendous lesson and so important. And I think also we're confused back to why I wrote this book in the first place.
Yeah, let's get that straight.
I mean, it's one of the reasons. I think we're all confused. You know, we're getting an avalanche of things that are kind of new to America, you know, saying that we all have to be in our homes and don't go out and don't go to gatherings. And suddenly there's this controlling force that is saying how you can live. And we all did it. And I think that's what kind of scares me, is how easily we dropped into that. And I don't know what to say. I just think with all my heart and soul,
yeah,
that freedom, the ability to express oneself, whether it agrees with anyone or not, is one of the most precious treasures that we have.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons I wrote this book. You know, take your power. If you feel that you're being... you're in a mob and they're telling you what to think.
Yeah.
Be careful. You know, decide for yourself if you really actually believe what they're saying or trust what they're saying.
Yeah. I mean, for us as a network, we're an independent network. Yes, we're on other networks, and especially this flagship AMFM network that we're on. And we're very mindful of, and had to be very mindful of, what's the word I want to say? what we're finding is that some of the networks that we're on, outside of the network that, you know, Transformation Talk Radio, the one that I own, outside of that, they are not truly independent. We're independent as we can choose whether or not this goes to Facebook or YouTube or not. We can decide that. But other networks are not. And what I found fascinating is how aware I am, especially when I'm on these other networks. Now, when I do my Power Up show, it's on my network. And I basically, if we don't distribute it to other networks, so well. But I've never in my life, and I found this interesting, and then I got your book, but I had never in my life felt like I was walking on eggshells about what I should say or could say more than now, more than I am now. And I had to stop for a minute and ask myself, Pat, how did you get here? What have you traded or negotiated or compromised that you need to really rethink in 2022? But I wonder if I'm alone with that. You know, I wonder if I'm alone. I don't think I am, or you wouldn't have written this book. I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, acts of power that allow you to be all of that, you know, to be that power that fully expresses and that fully does, to be that person that doesn't forget the dream but understands the dream is that which does not harm but is so receptive to creating transformative change. When we come back, we're going to talk with Lynn about 2022 and how she addresses renewal, and release in this amazing book. Stay tuned, everybody. And by the way, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, and you want to pick a date of the year, I will read something to you from that date, and then you can talk to Lynn about what that means for you, because that's what she does. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the Air Machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on that, you go to GaryJMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, I did a lot of reflecting this weekend, and I always prepare for shows. People say, you've been doing it so long, you probably don't read the books. I read everybody's book. Hello, I'm just saying. Because as a kid, it was my disability. It was my disability that I couldn't read and I couldn't write. And I couldn't speak either. I stuttered. So there, I had the trifecta of being a teenager. You can't read, you can't write, and you can't speak.
No.
But I swear. Yeah. But that trifecta taught me something. I have an appreciation of books, and I honor everybody I have on the show by reading them. Lynn Andrews is one of those people early on I got to meet. And if you take a look at the body of work that Lynn has done and is even doing today, this book called Acts of Power is not going to surprise you. So I want to make sure you all know how to find out about Lynn, because it's not the only thing that Lynn does. I mean, you can play. You can go and play with Lynn. You can have private sessions with Lynn. I'm going to talk to Lynn about helping me with the book, so I'm going to schedule that. But I love this. Ancient teachings for a modern world. That's why I am in the top 1% of the people that love the new movie Eternals. That's exactly why. Ancient teachings for a modern world. But when you take a look at Acts of Power, it's her newest book, January 18th. Is that still the release date, Lynn?
Yes.
That's like, oh, so we're like, we got the scoop. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deborah, for doing that, and Linda. And I want to just give Ursula a couple of kudos, Lynn, as the artwork person for the book. How do people get a copy of the book now? And they find out about you by going to LynnAndrews.com, correct?
Correct. It's an Amazon. It's on my website. We have a store on the website, and you can visit all the bookstores now.
Yeah. And when you go to Lynn's website, here's what I want to say, and you hop over to that online store, you're going to find a number of things here. You're going to find probably I have one. I don't even know if Lynn has this anymore, but I think I have one of the original publications by you, and I don't even know what year that was, but I could look it up, because I don't know, Lynn, what I don't know about things. I'm not somebody that grew up in this arena. I'm a kid from the Bronx. But when I was bottomed out in my life and didn't know if I would have a life, I had to make a decision. Your books, your services help people just like they're going to help our friend Charlene today on the phone. Benny, let's go to Charlene. Hi, Charlene. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Pat. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
So I have a date picked.
Okay. Now, I have an advanced copy of the book, and I'm hoping it's the same, but it doesn't matter. You want to tell me the date, and then I will, Lynn, I could read it or you could read it, but you're going to work with Lynn on this, Charlene. Okie dokie?
Okie dokie.
So,
okay,
April 15th.
Ooh,
that was one on my list, but Lynn, you got it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Are you? Yeah. You?
It's up to you. You want to?
You go ahead.
Okay, we'll tag team wrestle. You could tell what my upbringing was about, right? April 15th, Charlene, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
And then Jacob and Olivia, if you'll just pull this reading out, we can post it separately for people. April 15th, Eyes of a Rock. I am saying that rocks can see you. Rocks are in the mind of the Great Spirit. If you had eyes like the stones, you could explore the universe in both the future and the past. Yes, you could go back into ancient times. If I were to tell you that the stones have seen all of knowledge, to you, it would sound absurd. Yet, that is true. And they are waiting to reveal their secrets. These are rocks that have eyes that can show you treasures more precious than anything you've ever seen. Agnes Whistling Elk, and that was from Flight of the Seventh Moon. Oh, my God.
That's something.
Oh, my God. Charlene, thank you for that. Wow.
Thank you.
So let us help you with meaning of that for you, okay? I'm going to let you talk to Lynn about it if you don't mind. What does that sound like to you, Charlene? What do you get out of that? And again, it was a brief reading. It's quite powerful.
To me, that all that is it just reminds me of the fact that all that is eternal. Like the rocks, they transform, they transmute, but they've been here for forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what does that say about you, Charlene? How does that relate to you? For me, it's a feeling of oneness with the universe.
Yes, and there is no beginning and no end kind of feeling. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, if they were to reveal a secret, it says that is true, and they are waiting to reveal their secrets.
Yep.
What would be a secret that you think they might hold for you?
What would be a secret that they might hold for me?
Because you have an inkling of it, I can tell.
Yeah.
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 That I am truly loved by all that is.
Yes.
That is powerful, isn't that, Charlene? And, you know, let me invite
you. It is so powerful.
Yeah. Let me invite you to do something today, because that reading you picked is going to get, like, thousands of people. I can just feel the energy right now. But it is such a powerful reading and message that it invites you to think of the question. See, that's what Lynn just asked. Think of the question. And I always have to go to Spirit, and I have to ask Spirit, what is it you want to reveal to me? What is it, perhaps a secret I'm unaware of, but I'm holding so close to my heart? Am I afraid of the secret? Is it something that is going to be protected by, you know, the stone people? Is there going to be something that gets revealed that talks about perhaps an ancient connection I have, and what will I learn from that ancient connection? Is there something that will help me understand more about the eyes of a rock and what they've been watching? What they've been watching, Charlene, right? What they've been watching and inviting you to step into. How about you consider that?
Yes.
Awesome. Now,
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to continue to talk about this for a minute because this was so powerful that after I was done reading and you asked her that question, two things hit me. I have a name that I was given on my first vision quest. And everybody got these fancy names. Everybody got like Eagle something. And then it came my turn in the medicine wheel, right? In the, right? And then we go around and came my, and I told my story of what happened to me in the desert and how I got lost because I saw a tree in the desert, in a rock. Now, if you've ever been in a desert, you do not have trees in rocks. I'm not talking about a sagebrush. I'm like talking like a tree in the desert. So I followed it, and I followed it disregarding every guidance that Sedonia gave me. I didn't look back. I didn't look at where the sun was. Just like I always do, I beelined it. And in the desert, you're never beelining it. You see, it's not flat. You go up, you go down, you go up. Okay, I got there. So my name was called Rock Tree. That was my name.
Rock Tree.
Everybody got a fancy name, and I get Rock Tree. And I thought about it because I had learned something in the rock. I got lost in the desert. And I had to depend on the rock to guide me back. And all of my fear. So when you ask that question about the secret, what is the secret? What do we want to learn? My Achilles heel has always been doubt. And it's so interesting that while you were talking to Charlene, that thing popped up again. For me.
The doubt?
Doubt. Now, I don't doubt how good I am as a ping pong player. That I don't have any question mark about. But doubt is the enemy of powering up, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know that that came through just for me. I think there is an energy of doubt that's happening for a lot of people. And I think that one of the things you've done in this book has allowed us to move beyond doubt, not enoughness, fear, right?
What he does.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Was that your vision for this book, Lynn?
Yes. But this book and all of my books, I've had this wonderful gift of being taught by women of power and being able to manifest that through my writing, through various aspects of my life. And I want to be able to share that nucleus with everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that it is possible to make your dreams come true. And this is how I did it. And you can follow along with me and with all my frailties and so forth, which is kind of like everybody else. We've all got them, you know, but we don't want to talk about them. And I go ahead and talk about them in my books. And I still cannot imagine why in the beginning people were so upset about my simple books. You know, here I am, a woman who wants to share something extraordinary that's happened to her. And people just, I don't know, they just went crazy in the beginning. Then everything caught up. A lot of other writers out, and then it was fine. But I thought, you're talking about my frailties. Why in the world does that upset you? I'm talking to an elder Indian woman, a Native American woman, you know, in the north of Canada in an old shack, and you're upset? I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, but you know what? It didn't stop you.
Oh, no.
It didn't stop you. And see, that's what I love about you. Even from the very first deck of cards I got of yours, and, you know, I remember, I still have them, and Linda and I use them all the time, and that is the Sacred Vision Oracle cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that you've helped so many of us with is learning how to stand. See, if you can stand, you can learn how to stand taller. If you can learn how to stand taller, you put your shoulders back. You'll hold your head up high. And see, that's the way in the world we've done. We've all stood on your shoulders. That's what we're meant to do right now. I work with women mostly, one or two men, but that's really the hardest thing for us to do right now, is to remember that we have the ability to stand tall and to stand on all the shoulders of those that have come before. I wanted to ask you your choice for today. If there was one you wanted to read that we could leave everybody with today.
Well, what is the date today?
Today is the 17th of January.
January, yes. You have to remind me where I am.
Yeah, I have to remind myself right there. I totally lost it for a minute. I have to think about 17th. That. Yep. Oh, yeah, I read this today. This is a good one.
Called the Shadow Shield. If you repress your natural instincts, whatever they may be, they create a shadow self. It's part of your shadow shield, the darkness. How that instinctual nature is expressed or suppressed, and what you have allowed yourself to do in ceremony to heal it depends on many things, such as on your history, your spirit history. So what she's saying, what Soyla, who is a woman of high degree from southern Mexico and the Yucatan, is that we never look at the shadow. We tend to look at only the light, forgetting that darkness defines the light and that light defines the darkness. So it's part of your shadow shield, the darkness. We make shields. I ask people to make shields, and it helps them to discover four aspects of their original nature, having to do with the South, which is manifestation, the child. In the West is woman, your sacred dream. In the North is spirit, your relationship to the divine. And in the East is your rationale. What do you really think about this? Does it make sense? Is it important to continue? And the sacred clown is there as well. Always making fun of whatever it is you do.
Oh, I'm telling you, I had a dose of that clown. but part of the clown is also, I mean, the second other totem that I was given in the circle was the coyote, and I still haven't gotten over that. But I understand the coyote. I understand how wild the coyote is, right? Yeah. I learn more every time the coyote shows up than I can imagine. But what I'm learning from this book and from you at this point in time, and it's no mistake that Charlene's date, that card about Eyes of Rock and then the Shadow Shield are so interrelated.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Because we can learn so very, very much. And I think that if we were not meant to act in this world, we would not have been given the ability to do so.
I think you're right.
And you're guiding us to know that we can have acts, and they're acts of power. And I want to ask you this in the last minute, couple minutes we have left. my sense is it's time for us to own this, to own our power, which we didn't read today, but to also own the acts of power that we're willing to take. What are your thoughts? And thank you so much, Lynn, for joining us today. Lynn Andrews, everyone, go to lynnandrews.com. What are your thoughts about owning our power?
I think it's one of the most difficult things for a woman to do. I think men have a much easier time with that. There are a lot of accolades for that. But for a woman, she has to really have her intent, which is around her navel area. Is that's her power center. And she has to hone her intent, make sure that she defines her goal. You know, what is that really that I'm trying to do? If I write a book about Be Here Now, then you go into the thought that nothing is ever enough. If you don't accept right at this moment how magnificent you are.
Yeah.
And if you don't, there will always be a sense of longing, and you may die with that longing, even if you're very famous and invincible, a healer or whatever. If you don't accept yourself and see the miracle that you are, then it doesn't mean much.
Yeah. Lynn, thank you so much for today. I hope you'll come back. For those of you out there, go over to Lynn's site, lynnandrews.com. And when you get over there, you'll see that there is a way for you to connect with Lynn, but more importantly, take a look at the community she's created. Take a look at the sacred forums. Take a look at all of this in the spirit of your own personal journey for acts of power. LynnAndrews.com. Lynn, thank you so very, very much for everything.
Oh, Doug, thank you. And I should have mentioned my event. All of you, you too, come to the event in May in Laguna. It's the Wisdom of the Sea. And it's to be very special.
And when is that in Laguna? When is that, May?
May. Okay. Middle of May, 16th, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. If they go to your website, it's right here. It's May 19th through the 22nd. It's Sand and Surf Resort Laguna Beach. Lots of information. All you have to do is go to Lynn's website and go to the events calendar. It's right there. Lynn, thank you so very much for everything. Again, fantastic to connect with you. Happy New Year.
You're fabulous. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Benny, Olivia, Jacob, Kent, thank you. We're going to take a short break. We're not done yet. We'll be right back.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Ben Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound and for this Martin Luther King holiday. Traffic is actually lighter than usual. 405 northbound, moderate to slow up through the Kennedale Hill, breaks through the top around the I-90. And I-5 is starting to slow up around the West Seattle Bridge on through the I-90 on that side of things to downtown Seattle. Traffic will smooth out on the other side around the downtown Seattle exits and the 520. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Vice President Harris is delivering remarks this hour to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Her speech is to the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. That's where Dr. King was the co-pastor. A Texas rabbi says he's happy to be alive after being taken hostage at his Dallas area synagogue by an armed man. The rabbi was leading services Saturday at Congregation Beth Israel when Malik Faisal Akram, a British citizen, claimed he had bombs and demanded the release of a woman convicted of attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Akram died when the FBI eventually breached the synagogue. Two teenagers have been arrested in Manchester, England over the hostage-taking incident.
From London, Benji Heyer has more.
Greater Manchester Police is liaising with local communities and is continuing to assist in the U.S. inquiry. The FBI is still seeking an exact motive. Matthew DeSano is from the agency.
I do not have any information right now that indicates that this is part of any kind of ongoing threat. The hostage taker will continue to investigate his contacts.
Federal legislation is being drawn up in the aftermath of the recent Bronx fire, where 17 people died. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressman Richie Torres are working on a bill that will require heating sensors in federally funded or regulated public housing buildings. Lawmakers say when the heat is low, it entices folks to use dangerous space heaters, which caused the January 9th Bronx fire. The Omicron variant of COVID is showing to have mild symptoms, and some believe now is the time to catch it as a way to develop natural immunity. But Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association says that's a risky proposition.
That's just not a good idea. We just do not have a way to predict who is going to have an unfortunate outcome with a severe illness.
He says the COVID parties are a flashback to chickenpox parties where parents would try to get their kids sick. He says the problem with COVID is the natural immunity doesn't amount to much. That's why doctors are urging everybody to get the shots and the booster. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Watching Taxslayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. Taxslayer. File fearlessly.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Improving quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. And Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talks weather outlook for Monday and for this Martin Luther King holiday. We'll see fog in the morning, turning to partly cloudy skies by the afternoon. We'll see light showers arriving later on this evening. High temperatures, 47, 48. Clouds and showers in the evening. Low temperatures dropping down to about 45. For Tuesday, clouds and light showers again. High temperatures on 48. And they will continue for most of the day. Lows back down to about 43. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. High temperatures around 49.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Excellently. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit, with host Gina T. Joining Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you curious about how to live a more excellent life? Do you understand the extraordinary masterpiece you were intended to be? With willingness, you can make change that creates ripples in the world. Together, we can change the world with an essence of love, joy, compassion, and grace. Tune in as Gina T. guides you to spiritual alignment, continuing your life journey with awe and wonder. Level up to live excellently, give generously, and trust unconditionally.
You want to talk about mastery. That's Benny. Benny.
Yes.
Benny and I.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's Benny did that opener. I just listened to the mastery, right? And it's just beautiful to really be able to sit back and hear an opening like that and know that we're getting ready for a show more powerful than we can imagine. Gina, this is your show. This is exciting. I want to tell everybody a little bit, and then we'll get rolling. Going to turn the microphone over to you. Living excellently. Just those two words, living excellently with Gina T. It is such a high vibrational energy, and yet you help people across the globe step into it, know what it means, know how to be guided, whether we're looking at an invitation for a holy to connect with the Holy Spirit,
or something else that helps us become our own masterpiece. It is such a beautiful gift that you bring forward that provides so much relief in the world of doubt, anxiety, right, fear. And yet I was telling you before the break, before the show started, it sounds so simple, but boy, do I have to work it. Let's get rolling, Gina G. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's take a look at this title today, Embrace Who You Are as the Masterpiece You Are Meant to Be. Boy, some days, and for a lot of people, most days, they look at themselves and they're just not happy.
Uh-huh.
Right? So let's talk about what that means to go from that place where, and some people are in a state of self-loathing, to go from that place to truly moving up the scale to at least like yourself, but then ultimately what you help people with is love yourself. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because I remember when I was going through some really dark things and difficulties and trying to protect my three little children in the 80s from someone who just wanted to destroy them in order to destroy me. And I just felt like the worst person in the world, the worst parent in the world, because I allowed this to unfold. But the reality is we never really know. You know, we make choices, we get close to people, we join a group or get hired somewhere, and we don't know where it's going to take us. So people would tell me, you need to love yourself more, but they wouldn't tell me how. What does that mean? I don't know how to do that, because I feel like I'm just a piece of crap right now.
Yeah.
You know? So you can't love that, right? And I just felt like I was just so damaged.
Yeah.
And all I was going to do was hand that off to my kids and anyone else who came around me.
Yeah.
I was unlovable. I'm sure there are a ton of people who feel like that, because we think we're making good choices, and then they end up being really horrible ones. But the important thing is to learn how to build that foundation before we need to get to that point, because things are going to happen. But loving yourself and knowing who you are on the inside keeps you from accepting other people's hatred or whatever, dislike of you, you know, and then you don't need approval from others. When you really love yourself, you're not going to seek approval from anyone else.
Mm.
Now, I don't think that's the answer to your question.
It is the answer to my question, because it leads me to ask you another question, because, you know, I don't know if this is true of everybody, but, you know, I've been witness to several baby births, like infant births. Like seeing that baby when that baby comes out, right? And then just being around that little baby. And yes, I cried for 4 years as a baby because I was colic, but generally I was also known as a happy baby. And there's just an energy and a spirit of that. So here's my question. You know, life happens, and some people have to go through some potholes from New York. So potholes, roadblocks, street closings, whatever you want to call it, to find our way. And finding our way to love ourselves, it's not like we say we're going to do it, but boy, do we know what it feels like, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
We know what it feels like on the inside, even if we don't say, I don't really love myself. We know how that gets in the way of living our lives, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
We do.
Oh.
And it's ugly, unsavory feeling, for sure.
It is. And let's just talk a minute about what we say to ourselves sometimes. You know, we get mixed messages. I love you, but go away. Right. I mean, that was my message for my upbringing. Right. I love you, and then your mom dies, or I love you, and then you're homeless. I mean, there are just so many things like that. You get those mixed messages. But even if you don't get mixed messages, you have to carve a way to find that love within yourself. And boy, nobody is teaching us much of that, are they?
They're not, no. Okay, so you know from that experience, just looking at that little human with all its parts and beautiful, it came out in a whole piece. It's a masterpiece right there. That little boy or little girl is a masterpiece and amazing. This is a miracle, you know. I mean, back in the Old West days, they were lucky if, you know, one out of three or four kids survived.
Right.
Even childbirth. So when we see this, it is definitely a miracle. And that was one of the things that led me to look for, what does that mean? How, I mean, am I a miracle? I don't know. I just feel like one, you know. So, but knowing that I have an eternal spirit, I mean, this isn't it. It's not over when we're done. We just go on and on and on. But what is, I mean, what is that eternal spirit for me? And am I doomed to something worse in, you know, the next crossing the portal?
Oh, boy.
You know?
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah, so I began to embrace the person I was. Even if I didn't feel love for myself,
yeah,
I embraced all my weirdness, because I'm kind of weird. I embraced...
That's why we're talking.
We can do this for both of us. I was grateful every day for the fact that I could get up in the morning and start over again. I had a new chance to do something good. And I think those two things alone were helping me get to the place that I am now. And we create from what we have, not what we don't have. There's a verse in the Bible that says a person is not judged. There's another word, but there's according to their willingness and eagerness and what they have, not what they don't have. So that's why when people compare themselves to others, it's destructive, self-destructive.
It is so destructive. And, you know, it's really kind of interesting because, you know, if you go back thousands of years, people like spread apart, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, you probably didn't know what's his face was doing over there in that other continent, right? Now everybody's clustered together, and we're so filled with so much information. And I was talking with someone over the weekend about, we were talking about what it's like to be a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up right now, and it was a long conversation, so I don't want to go into it, but I was really struck by how many things this young girl is faced with: her own sexual identity, who she is, what she watches on television, what she doesn't, you know, how many kids are relating to the television series Euphoria, and how many kids are like, I don't get it, that's not my life. But there's so many references now at a fingertip available to the people. And even if there isn't, you know, this idea of comparison has been part of our culture. We have to develop strength from within, right? And I mentioned the Holy Spirit before, and we can talk about that later, but we have to develop a strength from within to know whatever is going on here, I am blessed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let me come back from break. You're going to help us do that. I just had such an interesting weekend of reflection this weekend. And, you know, I get inspired. I do a lot of listening online. I have my own books. I have things I read. You mentioned a part of scripture. There are so many. I grew up with a stepmom that knew, she knew the Bible, and then she knew my name. Better than she knew my name. But how did you become a unique individual and become precious, even if you're nicknamed at a very young name, a very young age, Pat the Brat?
Mm-hmm.
How do you...
Mm-hmm.
my gosh. When will you come back? Yeah, I figured that was unique. When will you come back? The good news is I didn't even know what that meant. The good news is that when will you come back? Precious, unique, that's you. We're going to help you, especially Gina is going to help you with that. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can find out more about Gina T, everything she does, and how to stay in the energy of blessing for yourself for today. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Ready to begin your life journey? You have the ability already inside you to unlock your inner masterpiece. You may just need some support to get there. Working with Gina T is a collaborative, encouraging, and creatively resourceful experience. Let Coach Gina T be your guide to living excellently. Contact Coach Gina T today to find out more about one-on-one sessions. Visit GinaTCoach.com.
Taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why Is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more info.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're talking about you today. 2022, it is all about you. And one of the ways we're doing that is through the voice of others. Today, it's Gina T. Living Excellently is her show. Become your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit. What, Gina, you're taking on today is embrace who you are as the masterpiece you are meant to be. Before we start to talk about that and talk about, you know, this next segment, precious, unique individual, how to embrace all of who we are, even our weirdness, can't wait for that. How do we find out about you? How do people work with you? Would you give folks a little bit of information here?
Okay. My website is GinaTCoach.com. Pretty cool. Yeah. And I have a Patreon page that is will be live this week. So there
That's
are
cool.
Different, yeah, and I'm excited. I'm learning something new, and it's very different from anything else. So that's Patreon. /GinaTCoach. And
And let me make sure they know how to get there. It's patreon.com/Gina-T-Coach, right?
Right.
But you can also Google it. And I'm sure that on your website, you're going to have, like, a link to it, no?
Yes.
Okay, good. Right. And that's Gina T, like the T, the letter T, coach.com for everybody.
Thank you. Yes. And I have a free meditation on the homepage of my website. So
good.
Go there and find out how you are actually already anointed.
But wait a minute. You also have a book, no?
I do have a book.
Okay, so let's tell folks about the book.
Okay, yes. Become Your Masterpiece. It is the beginning part of my coaching handbook, pretty much. And it will walk you through some of these steps and things that and thought patterns that you can develop in order to really know and believe who you are.
Yeah. I was looking at chapter 2, and one of the things I was looking at is it relates to what we're talking about today. I have Kindle, so I can do a lot of things that way. But one of the things I was looking at is exactly what we're talking about today, and I would love for you to really elaborate on this. I think one of the things you say is know, K-N-O-W, know that you are a masterpiece, right? Know, and then in doing that, what are your attachments? What are your misalignments? And that really is directly related to what we're talking about today. Because if we can know that, even for a nanosecond, then as you're going to help us with now, then perhaps we can embrace our wholeness, all of who we are, right?
Yeah, it can be a really tough road. And it sounds so simple, but it's not necessarily easy because we have a bunch of gunk from the very beginning. Sometimes children, before they're born, have what their mom is feeling and, you know, the energy that she has, and they're born with that. Not, you know, it's not their fault. It's what happened. We get all this stuff, and like you were talking earlier, your other, crust busting. Yeah, basically what it is, it's almost like, you know, if kids are throwing mud at a wall, a lot of it is going to stick.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we go through in life, our experiences and some of the really bad experiences with words and actions against us. Oh, sorry, that's the gunk that sticks to us, and that's what needs to be peeled off and sometimes chiseled off, because all we see is that person with all the mud that got stuck.
Yeah, and then we get labeled. Then people label our mud, right? Right, just like when Benny and I were doing the series on crust busting, we'd have different labels for things that you can relate to. But they label us, and sometimes, Gina, they label our uniqueness. They label our different. I'll tell you what, I have been called different my entire life for a whole range of reasons. I mean, and you think that you get in your corporate job and you start to work your way up the ladder, and you think you've shed that until your bosses start to write just an outstanding performance review for you. But then they got to add the line in there that says, you know, da-da-da-da-da is great. And we all think she's from another planet.
Yeah. Now, oh, my goodness.
Now, that's in a corporate performance.
No.
Room. Yes, I swear. And I'm at, like, an executive level. Now I know in the world we live in today, that is actually a compliment. But you don't see it like that. It's like you ask yourself, I said to Linda, why did they have to, like, put that line in there? Right? 5 pages, and then, but isn't that what happens in life, though? You know, we could have so many great things, so many, but this one thing about maybe our uniqueness, and we carry that with us our whole life. Why?
I'm not sure why, except it's really easy to start saying it to ourselves.
Yeah.
If other people are saying it, it's one thing, but when we start reiterating that same thing inside of ourselves,
then it starts to shut us down. And I think maybe that's why.
Let me ask you about this. All of us have different traits. And clearly, I obviously had some traits, and people say I still do, that every time I mention that quote, they say, yeah, you really are from another planet. Don't worry about it. I actually joked about it in my last show because I was having a little technical issue, and I said, that's what you get for buying a computer that has the word, that's called an alien computer. But let's talk about the gifts and talents, because isn't this an important part of what you help people literally embrace, the different traits, the different parts of ourselves?
And you know, talking about scripture as well, there's a scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:12, that says the body is a unit, though it is made of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. Well, we can't all be a hand. That would be really bizarre. If you think of any body part, we can't all be that part.
Right.
But we all need to have our own uniqueness and our own contribution to the body, whether it's a family or workplace or whatever it is. And that's where we need to see that that uniqueness is special, no matter what it is. I mean, sometimes I used to go even through this a silly little list. Like, it was so minute sometimes that I would just, because I needed to find something that was good about me, you know, I typecast. I don't know why I typecast. You know, and so I'm grateful for the fact that I can typecast. I don't know if it'll ever serve another purpose, but, you know, I mean, just finding something, anything, when you're in those dark places, you know, that's good about you. And then you can bring it up on this another level each time you are, I guess, convinced, you know, by yourself. Because no one else can convince you. People can say all kinds of nice things about you all day long, but if you don't believe it, you're the only one who can convince yourself.
Isn't that really the key? And we have to be reminded of that, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things you said that's really important, I want to ask you about it as well, is, you're right. I mean, we're not all just hands. We have a number of different things. But one of the things that I'm really struck by, actually I was aware of it over the weekend for myself, is how harmonious our body parts can be when we're doing something, right? You know, imagine watching a chef cook something. I mean, I used to watch my grandma all the time. And I would watch her, and you would think she wasn't really moving, but she moved with such precision and grace. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it was cutting something up so beautifully and just reaching over here or over here and putting fresh ingredients in, everything was just so beautifully orchestrated. I mean, that to watch her cook something was beauty in action. So let's talk a minute about peace and harmony, right, and how that's related to real embracing our wholeness.
Okay, yeah, that peace and harmony is the thing that we need to look for within ourselves. You're not going to find it outside of yourself, but to look for your heart and mind in alignment. If you feel like something is out of place inside you, you know, if you say, I'm going to do this, and then you do the opposite, then there's something that needs to be addressed. You know, I want to do the right thing, and then you go out, you know, because something, let's just say a young woman and a young man, and she says, I'm not going to go out with him anymore because he's not good for me, you know. And then he asks her out and says, oh, come on, you know, we'll just go to dinner or whatever. And she's like, no, okay. And then she goes, and then she's like beating herself up the whole time, thinking, why am I here? What am I doing? You know, it's because you're not in alignment with yourself and you're looking for disapproval, which is not as important as your approval. And that harmony gets destroyed while you are trying to find this congruency and there isn't any because you're up on this level at that point because you made decisions, but then you kind of take a little dive into this place because you're living on someone else's agenda rather than on your own. And that takes away your harmony.
Oh, boy. You know, I think that's something I want to talk with you about when we come back because it happens so frequently, and we don't really know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one of the things that I think is really up for exploration and then really talking about is this idea of communication. You know, Stephen Covey, back in the day when I was in that corporate job, we brought Stephen Covey in. And out of all of the habits and everything he talked about in the book, there was one that I glommed onto. It was the reason I wanted him to come in. Now, he didn't spend a lot of time because I think he looked in the room at the executives and you could almost feel him thinking, I think they're going to need a longer lesson in that. Right. And it was the art of listening to understand as opposed to waiting to talk. When we come back, we're going to hear what Gina T has to say about communication that leads to understanding, honor, and respect. So important. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
To begin your life journey, you have the ability already inside you to unlock your inner masterpiece. You may just need some support to get there. Working with Gina T is a collaborative, encouraging, and creatively resourceful experience. Let Coach Gina T be your guide to living excellently. Contact Coach Gina T today to find out more about one-on-one sessions. Visit GinaTCoach.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouRPurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. These intuitive healers studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. Part of the journey is what we're talking about today. And, you know, you've heard us do this now, the previous hour, now this hour with Gina T. You know, Gina works with people to help people really see and fully embrace and understand the energy of living excellently and what that becomes. And part of it is what she talks about in her book, you know, becoming your masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit. Today the question really becomes, can you embrace who you are? Can you embrace being that masterpiece that you are meant to be? And if you can at least open up to entertain that conversation and notion, then what you're about to hear next is going to get you on that pathway. Gina, before we go there, again, let people know how they can find out more about you, your book, your Patreon program, and anything else.
Okay, thank you. Yes, my website is GinaTCoach.com. That's Gina with a T, coach.com. And you can either connect with me, send me a message on my website, or send me a message directly to GinaTCoach@gmail.com if you have questions or comments. And as Dr. Pat said, I have a book on Amazon called Become Your Masterpiece, and we are going through that a little bit today. I also have a Patreon page, so patreon.com/GinaTCoach, which is not hard to find.
Sorry.
And where I'm sharing a lot of the content that I use for coaching.
Awesome. Now, part of this, too, is really understanding the importance of this particular episode today, and that is to be open to embrace who you are. I mean, it's like you said earlier in the show, it sounds like, oh, yeah, of course, but yet then you go to do it, and what you talked about in the last segment is, yeah, all of the stuff comes up. But let's talk about, you know, the way you help people with communication. And I sort of gave sort of a quote from Covey's book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the things he talked about was listening to understand. And that may lead us to honor and respect. Can you talk about this and how it relates to the mindset of being a beloved masterpiece?
Mm. Yeah. Stephen Covey had some really great points that I think that can correlate with everything that I'm doing here as well. And so when we understand the idea that we came to this earth as a loved being, we're already loved, that no matter what else goes on around us, we don't need to search for it. We're already a masterpiece, and the things that happen in our lives, our experiences, and even our own character sometimes is detrimental to ourselves, but we can start working on that and really look at the fact that we deserve just as much compassion and grace, and we can give it to ourselves as anyone else. And learning how to communicate through that, through the fact that we are, that each person is a loved being, and we can communicate to clear up all the misunderstandings. And even we can't necessarily go back and do that with other people, but we can communicate within ourselves, and we can figure out for ourselves. And I know it sounds like I'm just saying, oh, just do it. But no, it is a process. It's definitely a process. But we can figure out for ourselves that no matter what we do, if we never do anything fantastic, we're still valuable and we're still lovable.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we're so hard in judging ourselves. Isn't this true also? That we're looking at fantastic as it relates to other people, right? And right out of the gate, we already put these barriers around our possibility gene. You know, that thing that allows us to seek out possibilities, that allows us, you know, to seek out that true inner sense and genius that we have inside of us.
And yet, if we just one simple thing, were able to break through that barrier and just be able to step in the world of possibility. It's so very, very precious, but yet powerful, isn't it? And I think you alluded to it before when you were talking about the fact that we get all hung up on comparison. And, you know, as if God looks at us and says, oh, she's better than this, than him. You know, as if there's like this giant game board up there, and all the really cool people are over here, and then everybody else is over there. And somehow we get that ingrained in ourselves. Uh-huh. And we start asking ourselves and comparing ourselves. A silly little thing I want to say, and then I want you to take it away. But a silly little thing. I was talking to a couple of friends, and we're all fans of one particular actor. She's amazing. Anything she's in, we're going to watch. But my two friends were having this debate about her, about whether or not she should reprise a role she was in a lot of years ago. And I'm talking about Rooney Mara, who was in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series. Mm-hmm. Outstanding role. And she's been in a couple of other roles since. But I'm just listening to them, and it was this obvious critique to make a point. So rather than talk about how genius the two actors they were talking about were, I listened to one put down one actor, and then the other put down the other actor to make our point. We don't need to do that, but we do it in the world, we do it about others, and then we do it about ourselves, right? We have to talk kindly and communicate our misunderstood intentions. Tell us about how that is going to get us to understand and honor and respect.
Okay. Now, when I was young, probably junior high and high school years, and I had friends over different times, and when they'd leave, my mom would say, why can't you be more like them? And I know I'm not the only one. That set myself up for not necessarily comparing myself or competing. Well, maybe it was comparing, but I always knew I was not going to be good enough because I always had to look at someone else who was better than me. But that's such a lie. Looking at other people, all we need to do is be happy for who they are and learn to accept ourselves in the light of who they are, but also look at ourselves and grow our own light. Everybody has their own light. You know that song, This Little Light of Mine? What's that? This little light of yours. I'm going to carry this little light of yours. We all have our own light. And if we keep our own light lit, we don't need to look at anyone else because only our little candle is going to guide our way. You know, I mean, of course, when we all are in a group, it's much better when we're all giving understanding and honor and respect to each other. And I think that's the answer to the problems in the world because people don't honor each other for just being another human. They don't respect other people for just being who they are. And it does come down to, like you said, not doing that with themselves. Mm-hmm. When we're unhappy with ourselves, we're going to look for, somebody else to either look up to or say, oh, I'm better than them or whatever, which is just so ugly.
Yeah. I mean, and so there are tools that you help people with, and I want to talk to this for a minute, and I'm going to go ahead and skip the break. But there are things that you help people learn how to do. And what I mean by that is, you know, we're not just talking about, what's the word I'm looking for, sporadic or unusual events to change. You're helping people learn what you're able to teach them and what you've learned about how to live a way of life like this. That's very different than, let me show you how to tie your shoelace, although that's a good thing to know, right? That was before Velcro.
Right.
But you're also saying, this is something we can learn, whether we're having a great day, a mediocre day, or a not-so-good day. And that's why we're talking about this, because the rubber meets the road right here if we are in self-loathing.
Correct.
That's painful.
That is painful. Probably one of the most painful things, because then it doesn't matter what anyone says to us. We might be up for a few minutes, but then we're back down because we haven't fixed the problem. And mm-hmm. got to the core issue. And we all have to understand that we're all leaders. Each one of us is a leader, whether you're just leading yourself or you have other people in other circumstances that you're leading. But each one of us is a leader. So looking for a hero, looking for someone to come and change the world for us is not really an option, because it's our world. Each person has their own individual world.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a hard concept for most people, because they feel helpless in their own world.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, all I teach people first is to slow down and take a breath.
It's so important, because if we can do that, then we are guided to divine right action, whatever that looks like. You know, whatever the dilemma is. Yeah. How often have you been around your friends? And, well, this happened to me a couple times over the holiday. And they're trying to either open a bottle or they're trying to something mechanical. And they fuss with it, and you could hear them fussing. And then they hand it to you and they say, open this. Or, right?
Uh-huh.
And you take it because you're in a state of calm. You may look at the situation for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Right? Maybe it's a mechanical device, maybe it's a lock, maybe it's a jar. And the next thing you know, it's open. Right? It's not because I have a better skill than they do, but the frenzy that uh-huh. happens, right?
Right.
Of not stopping and breathing.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the key, isn't that one of the key causes for procrastination and immobilization?
It is. Most definitely, yes. I can't tell you how many times a day that I will get frustrated with something, get up, walk away, go outside, do something different, and then come back to it, and then it works magically because I'm not, like you said, in that frenetic state of mind where I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's not working. I don't know what to do. Just get out of that situation, even if you have to do it in your own head and not physically.
Yeah.
But take some deep breaths, because obviously when you're in that situation, you're depleting yourself of oxygen, and your brain needs oxygen to function.
Yeah.
So that's very, very important.
Yeah. I mean, let me ask you this question, because I notice I'm just more aware, I think, going through these past couple of years, there are a lot of lessons about self-awareness, self-knowledge, self-loathing, just from all sorts of walks mm-hmm. of life, all sorts of things. But part of this that I think you're talking about as well is when we have an energy that doesn't truly honor the masterpiece of who we are. I mean, this is the best way I know how to frame it. Then it's hard for that good idea to come forward. And then if that, like, self-loathing, lack of self-worth, I'm not enough defense shifts in, even with the best idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard to take action. And great ideas without action are what?
They're nothing.
Yeah.
They're nothing. They don't go anywhere.
That's the time you can't even remember what the idea was, right?
Right. Yeah. One more thing to put on the shelf that you didn't finish.
I mean, it could be so simple. And let's talk about this, though. It could be so simple, yet we forget that there is an out, there is a source that can help us. Now, I know we've got about 5 minutes or so left, but we have to be able to remember to tap into this source. Tell us how to do it.
Okay. First, I do want to say that when you do get into those places, it's okay to be there and just love yourself in it. Hold yourself, embrace yourself, and or whatever you need to go through to go through that valley. But just meditating 5 minutes a day, sometimes several times a day, and you can meditate on that attributes of God, and there are many, and goodness, you can, and love and grace and everything, all the good things in life. We can meditate on those things, and sometimes just that one word for 5 minutes, and it gets you into a state of harmony and peacefulness within yourself. You can meditate on how you are valued as a unique individual, on gratitude. Gratitude is huge. We both know that. Your spirit is part of eternity, not even thinking about what that means, but the universe. We're part of this huge, enormous universe. And you can read scripture. You can look up God's promises or God's love for you. I mean, you can do anything. Google, come on, this is magical, right? You look up those things and you really take one or two into your life, write it on a sticky note and put it somewhere and, you know, memorize it. I don't memorize anything, but I'll read things every single day just to remind myself. I'm not really in a battle. This is all about learning and growing and being teachable in life. That's our journey, and it's wonderful. It's filled with goodness, but we need to look at that. Okay, so, you know, if you're going to buy a yellow car, what do you see on the road? A bunch of yellow cars. You see every single yellow car, and you're thinking, everybody has a yellow car now. I've never seen this before. If you're looking if you're looking for goodness and love and compassion, you're going to find it.
It's so funny you said that. I have a bright orange car. And, you know, it's the second version of it. But, you know, it's interesting. I have a bunch of these apps. You're right. Google, whatever that is. And then if people want to really create some consistency, they can work with you as well. Because part of this for me is having a bedrock where I can go and know that on a consistent basis, I'm going to be fueled. I have apps that pop up. I got one this morning, a verse that came to me, and I got one that says something about it's going to be an amazing week.
Mm-hmm.
Just that little thought, right? We can't say enough about quieting the mind, Cameron.
Right. And yeah. I mean, I know there are times when it's not easy. I've been a single mom of seven kids. I mean, there was a time when I had three children, toddlers, and three teenagers, you know, and then one in between. So I know there are times when it's hard to quiet your mind, but you only need, like you said earlier, the nanosecond.
Yeah.
To connect.
Yeah. And there are so many ways that you can do this. There's so many things that you could do in order to really position yourself. Because what you're talking about today, Gina, is you're talking about not just embracing oneself, embrace who you are as the masterpiece you are meant to be, but to actually believe and hold in faith that you really are meant to be that masterpiece.
Correct. Yeah, and that's one thing we can't live without hope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So making it your own
is
precious, priceless.
And being able to look beyond, what did you say, throw the mud up against the wall.
Mm.
You know, the fact that there's mud on the wall doesn't mean we are the mud. And I think that's the greatest misconception there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the fact that we are in front of temptation doesn't mean that we are that. You know, we have the ability to be that thing in the world that is eternal, that's correcting and connecting our hearts and mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that part of your message today about embracing the masterpiece?
Yeah.
that we are meant to be.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're not the mud.
We're not the mud. Although I have been hiking in the mud, that isn't one of my favorite things to do. Well, if you live in the Pacific Northwest, you either get learn to do something in the rain or mud, or you just don't go out. But that's all part of it. You know what's so great about that is that, you know, just like you come home and you take a shower and you put your clothes in the wash, they become refreshed and renewed. And we have the ability to do that.
Right.
And to do that by where we put our energy and our focus and, you know, where we put our belief systems. And, you know, I think one of the things you say is, and maybe it would be great to end it with this, is one of the things I think you say is acknowledge, accept, surrender, and receive.
Yes. Did you want me to expand that? Or?
Yeah. I'd love your personal message on that, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much. I really love the time that we have together.
Yeah.
So acknowledge the situation. Acknowledge where you are and what's happening around you, and then accept your personal responsibility in it. You may not have been the catalyst, but just being there, we're in agreement with it. So accept that and then surrender all of it. I surrender good things and not good things constantly because I don't want anything to limit me from the possibilities. So surrender and release it because that's the only way you're going to have the space for the good things that you prepare yourself to receive.
Mm. Gina T, everybody. Gina, one more time, please let folks know how they can find out about you, how they can work with you, all of the above.
Okay. My website is GinaTCoach.com. And as I said earlier, there's a free meditation to invite the Holy Spirit to connect with your spirit. It actually helps you really realize how anointed you are, even if you don't feel like it. And my book, Become Your Masterpiece, is on my website and Amazon. And then Patreon, patreon.com/GinaTCoach. And please, if there's anything that's on your heart that you want to share or you want me to walk with you in it, you can send me a message on GinaTCoach.
You've been listening to Living Excellently, Becoming Your Masterpiece, aligned in heart, mind, and spirit with Gina T. Tune in live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Gina T helps guide you to personal alignment on your life journey with awe and wonder. Level up to live excellently, give generously, and trust unconditionally on Living Excellently. For more information, connect with Gina T at GinaTCoach.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 PM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. Happy...